Minnesota Honor the Earth tribal attorney Frank Bebo stopped by Eugene last week for an event on the Rights of Nature movement. The Chippewa lawyer spoke about a recent ordinance his tribe passed giving legal rights to Monomin, or wild rice. Last December, the White Earth Band of Ojibwe, a tribe in Minnesota, granted Monomin legal protection to grow in unpolluted waters. This tribal ordinance is based on a treaty between the Chippewa and the federal government.
For us, wild rice is probably the central, most important, pivotal cultural part of our world. We were guided from the East Coast where the food grows on the water.
Frank Bebo helped draft the law that's based on the Rights of Nature movement that suggests that plants, water, animals, and anything living should be allowed to exist without interference from human-caused pollution.
We're able to point to wild rice because it's two words that are in our 1837 treaty, and it's in our culture, it's in our historical record.
For other tribal nations, though, he says it depends on what treaties the tribal governments have with the U.S.
Our treaty history goes back a long way. The Chippewa have 44 treaties with the United States, so I have a lot to draw from. Other places, other tribes often have one or two treaties. You end up with a harder way to figure it out.
In 1953, the federal government wanted to decrease its role in tribal affairs, so Congress established Public Law 280 for certain states.
We were characterized as being lawless because we didn't have laws that were written down and we didn't have court systems to resolve our disputes.
Bebo says Minnesota, along with 15 other Public Law 280 states, including Oregon, has jurisdiction over criminal and civil issues related to tribal affairs. But states can't supersede federal treaties. This gives them unique opportunities for preserving the environment.
We are separate from state government and can make our own laws. And we also have a different relationship with nature because of our rights to hunt, fish, and gather. So nature, we have a right to nature already. So we already have the obligation to protect nature.
Treaty tribes, Bebo says, are able to look into what's culturally significant and find ways to put that into today's context. But it's up in the air whether Minnesota's state government will honor the new ordinance.
The state of Minnesota, I think, is going to wonder what it means because they're not fully accustomed to respecting our tribal law yet.
Regardless of any potential litigation, Bebo says the rights of Monomin is a win for tribal governments, environmentalism, and water. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.